ringo. Happy New Year. Hello, Hare Krishna.
And then I wrote.
What he was saying yesterday, it's good because he was saying, it's like Picasso paints, where you start from nothing, because we started from nothing, and it'll end up as a TV show, but they'll have all this.
It's here, to G.
Should we go?
I think that.
No, I've got a belt.
It's just from the first ones.
Really, that's out of the past.
No, that one about 15.
It's great, that.
It's good.
I always meant to just change the words a bit and do something different.
It's not but this, no, it's great. One of the.
I never sort of knew what it was about before.
No, I didn't.
I mean, so she's on a train.
Yeah.
And he sort of...
He goes to the station.
But he goes back and finds it was the wrong number. So...
Wrong location.
The rhyme with station, you know.
That's great that you... Railman said, you got the wrong location. Well... Great. Our kids have been saying you should do that for years. Yeah, you've been saying, well, you know, Mike, you don't understand about these things. You know.
We always thought it wasn't finished, now, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't do all the finishing.
Well, you know, I'm
Captain.
Yeah. But you know me about it, you know, I'm just sort of, I don't know about it. It's all that. It's like, to go away is such a good thing, but you know, it's all to see it once you get it. And, just like all the band, you know, it's too much. Because, you know, they've got all that. Here, but you know, it's like just the whole thing that is worth just living, and then just they happen to be a band as well. You'd go down a bomb with them.
Their favourite track was Ringo's track. Yeah. Because, you know, all round there, because it's like... Now that's the scene, completely.
Yeah. Are you going to write another? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I am, but
I just realised
there's
a daft question. Are you going to write another?
Yes, I know, because I really do get fed up with...
Not knowing the chords, yeah.
You should do it, though, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I've got taking a trip to Carolina. In the same. Taking a trip on an ocean liner. I gotta get to Carolina. Taking a trip on an ocean liner. I gotta get to Carolina. Oh, baby. I've been.
Because Ringo just said he doesn't want to go abroad, and he put his foot down. So that means we don't go abroad. You know? Maybe we'll go abroad next time. But it's just as well that. But it'd be nice to try and find some way to do it. How to do it.
With a couple
of rocks them up like Joe Cotter did.
I tell you which is a good one. But no, skip that little interlude.
In love for the first time.
No, well, we should sort of organise our career now.
Yeah.
Get our career together. This is like the idea of this. It's to get us so we quite enjoy this. Or do it again. Then what would you like to do next? You know, what would you like to do, a live show, lads? You know, I can see it just so we were just working.
Doing it and there's no overdubs or you can't get out of it. It's much better, really.
because you know that, you know, all the time recording, we start, yeah. you like, you're thinking, oh, it's all right, we can do that later. Mm. So you never get even the most out of that moment, really.
Now, John, I'd like to say a few words on the subject.
I'd like to say that I like the intimate idea, rather than a large one. Yeah. Because we should concentrate on the sound. We should concentrate on the sound.
Thank you very much. Okay. Every day he comes around and tells you about the football team. I say they did it, eh?
Do they play every night?
I think so, the way he just tells you about any team. It was Chelsea yesterday.
Yeah, and the hockey championship this year.
It's a bit like
Lime
Street Station.
What?
Reminds me a bit of Lime Street Station.
Any station.
How does anybody tell me? You're playing that bass again. You got me trombone now.
Because nobody will take any things, you know, we'll ever say anything. It's got to be sort of dull. I mean, we've been very negative since Mr. Epstein passed away. And that's why we haven't been positive. I mean, you know, that's why all of us in turn has been sick of the group, you know. There's nothing positive in it. You know, it is a bit of a drag. But the only way for it not to be a bit of a drag is for the four of us to think, should we make it positive? There's only two alternatives, isn't it?
Because all the things that we do, the whole point of it is communication.
Yeah.
And the on TV is communication. We got a chance to smile at people. Like, all you need is love, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's my incentive for doing it.
But it's, I mean, it's like, you know, there really is no one there now to say, but it's us that has to get us up at 8 now, you know. But that's only growing up. You know, your daddy goes away at a certain point in your life, and then you stand on your own feet. I mean, that's all we've been faced with. Daddy's gone away now, you know. And we're on our own at the holiday camp. And, you know, I think we either go home or we do it. That thing, you know, which may not seem much, but it's like we're doing a live show and we're doing it in Arabia. It's like whoever's like been waiting to see the lads, you know, rocking again.
Where's it? Yeah.
So, like, I'll tell you what then, I'll come in with you as long as you can get a couple of boats, like the QE2. Yeah. And also, it's that thing where we, last year when we were doing the album, like you said. We suddenly said, we don't need to do it here in EMI in London.
Every time we've done an album, we've said, why are we stuck in EMI? Why don't we could be doing it in LA. We could be in France. And every time we do it, and here we are again building another bloody castle around us. And this time we do it there.
Well said.
And not only would we be doing it physically, making the album there, whatever went, but it takes all that weight of where's the gimmick, what is it? Because you just, you know, God's the gimmick.
It does make it like an adventure, doesn't it?
I'd be thrilled to do it, you know, just for the, you know, just timing it so the sun came up just on the middle eight.
And you're going to go there on the boat as well?
Well, that's developing it.
I mean, if we're on a boat, and those boats do have like ballrooms, we'd have a rehearsal.
And it is take all that weight of what to do with the show, that's the end of it, you know.
Yeah, but I still don't think, you know, that's 100% sure that wherever we go, that will make the show.
No, no, but that's...
And then on top of that, we're stuck with a bloody big boatload of people for 2 weeks. You know, I mean, at least you can go home from it, you can get away from it all.
Yeah, it'd be like on the roof at India, only we'd be fully equipped, you know, just sort of the sun and the sky. It's just, think about it. And
yeah, Ring?
I'll be watching television.
I think just the idea of the boat is completely insane.
It's nice though, isn't it?
It's very expensive.
Well, good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the rehearsal rooms of the Beatles entourage and their 50 press officers. Do here, jazz is it? Is jazz something?
It does fetch you in though.
And still the boom wasn't over there.
Mm, Queen of Sheba wore falsies.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you know that?
You weren't there at the time.
Bognor Regis is a tartan that covers Yorkshire. Alexander the Great was a big head. Or a fireplace.
I didn't know that.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Now, all right, we can't carry on like this indefinitely.
We seem to be.
We seem to, but we can't.
Because our hearts go and play our group then.
All together.
We're not allowed to do it. You know, like we should trespass, go in, set up, and then get moved, and that should be the show. Getting forcibly ejected, still trying to play your numbers, and the police lifting you.
Morning, everybody. Another bright day. Morning, camera.
drums, when they just groove into the music, the whole place
changes.
And that, if we're doing them well on the day, without anything, it should come over. We've got to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Project it. And if we...
I don't know what I'm going
to do. It's not. Yeah, it's just... you want to know the last number, you know, day in the life.
Worked out best ever for us. I haven't really been planned any more than this. You just go into something and it does it itself. You know, whatever it's going to be, it becomes that. You know.
See, it's turned out that for that, and it's not what Paul wants. Like, you know, it was. It's like if it's his, say it's his number. This whole show, well, it's turned. He's compromised, so he's actually turned into our number more than his number. That's all.
Yeah, and that's all right. You know, that's
it's all right, but I mean that's what's bugging you, really, because it's a different number. You know, it's turned into a rock number, right, as opposed to a quiet number or something, you know, like that. And it's just that, really.
So I'd like to say to the cast of this whole production,
can't
good
go.
Night, and thank you very much for having us. It's been wonderful working with you. Which way did John go? That way. Got it.